coffee, learning, and a good night's sleep. Just doesn't matter.
Me ain't olam haba. All right, so we left off page kuf samechi towards the bottom. So remember again, the idea that Mechaber is trying to advance is that even in acts of taking, and even in acts of taking, a person has the capacity to be able to give. You could trend even so. He says his classic example was a person works for the sake of receiving a salary. The act of taking a salary ultimately is an act of taking. But if a person does it to support his spouse, to support his children, to be able to go out and run his household, then that ultimately becomes an act of giving. But what the Mechaber explained was everything is dependent on your mindset when you engage in the act. So we left off. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines up, four paragraphs up from the bottom. Zohi habikores achitzonis b'masim. Ach kechol she'adam yoser amok v'yoser chay b'soch atzmo, hu misponim. Ha'im be'emes ani margish es atzmi kinosim, o she'ani margish es atzmi kimekabel. So Mechaber explained, let's take that parnos example for just a moment. So we just said before that a person could go in, although technically speaking, they're taking, quote-unquote, because they're trying to get a salary, but they're really giving if they're supporting others. But the question is, what is my mindset? Is my mindset the one of a giver, or is my mindset the one of a taker? If a person doesn't want to be truthful with himself, he could say, Yomar, yesh li isha v'yiladim, ani kol hazman oved lefarnes osam. So a person can say, look, of course I'm a giver. After all, look, I have a wife, I have children, I work hard the entire day just for the purpose of supporting them. And that's my entire intention. So of course, a whole day from morning till evening, I'm a giver. So the Mechaber says, this could be a little bit of running from the truth. Adam amiti maybe, sheha'ish v'hayilad ma'ila. Now, just because a person works to provide for his wife and for his children does not automatically mean that he's a giver. He may be working to provide for his wife and his children. Why? Because he has no choice. Maya said, what is he going to do? Yizrok osam l'rachov, is going to throw them out to the street. Him tzrichim lechol, my wife has to eat, my children have to eat. Oshu afilu lo choshev mahu osa, hu lo choshev im hurotza losis, lo choshev im hurotza lekabel. Chai shigra. So Mechaber says, it's not just enough to engage in the act of giving. A person has to have the right mindset. So a person could say, I'm working to provide for my children, but it's not necessarily true. Just because that's the end result of what you're doing doesn't mean that that's why you're doing what you're doing. A person could just as easily be doing what they're doing for themselves. But it just happens to be that a byproduct of doing something for myself happens to be that I'm able to support others.
So what? So therefore, if you don't...
It's a mindset.
Right, it's a mindset, and so therefore you don't become a giver, you're still a taker.
Correct, because at the end of the day, just because you are behaviorally giving does not mean...
Your actions are there, yeah.
Exactly, does not mean that you are conceptually a giver.
Right. So many times, for example, you do something and your wife says, what do you want? You want points? I mean, you did it begrudgingly.
100%.
You didn't do it. Simcha.
That's exactly what the Mechaber is saying. That I could engage in an act that looks like giving,
right,
but it's only giving if that's where my mind is.
Right.
If I'm a behavioral giver, but intellectually, what you're bringing up is so important, because this is, remember, the beautiful part. One thing we'll have to do as we get to the end of the Sefer, we'll have to link all the pieces together and recognize that at the end of the day, remember, he advanced this idea that you are where your mind is. You are where your thoughts are. And that's what he's saying. If at the end of the day, I am giving as an individual, I am engaging in an act of giving, then lemaisa, that's where my act is. But if I'm not really engaging in an act of giving, but behaviorally I'm giving, that doesn't make me a giver. Very important.
There are people that make that decision. There are people that make the calculated decision, okay, even though it's not good to throw them out in the street, they're still giving because they have to. In other words, sometimes in these situations when you're giving everything because there's no other choice, you don't have a choice. You're not happy about it all the time,
right?
Because it's a burden.
But the so the mechaber will say, just the person has to realize that that type of giving doesn't make me into a giver. That's all he's saying. It's good. You get the mitzvah. You do get the points. You absolutely get, because at the end of the day, you're getting the job done. But that type of giving does not transform a person into a giver.
But it's the kind of thing where, let's say you had to give half of what this enormous amount you're giving. You'd probably be fine. You have to give three quarters of that. You'd probably be fine. It's just overwhelming.
You are hitting on why it is difficult to be a giver. Because very often what I have to give in life is not what I want to give, but it's what is necessary for me to give. So that's the whole chap. The whole chap is somehow taking that which is obligatory and necessary, and yet feeling that I want to do it. You're hitting it goof on. You get points. You get schar. You get schar. But what the mechaber is pointing out is the difference between getting schar and transforming oneself into a giver. I can get schar from here until tomorrow. Doesn't necessarily make me a giver. For the very simple point that when it comes to the Ribono Shel Olam looks at my actions. At the end of the day, it's what he looks at. So I gave, I supported. You know, I really, I'm unhappy about it. I'm even maybe a little resentful about it. But I did it. There's schar for that. It's not even a shayla.
There are people that make the calculation, I'm not going to do it those things. 100%.
And that's how you definitely get the schar. Does that make me into a giver? The mechaber would say no.
But if you're not a giver the majority of the time, that means you're an evil person?
No. Just means you're a taker. Just means you're a taker. And not all takers. And being a taker does not equate with being evil.
A taker is not a fast track to get
him. Chas v'shalom. It's just a position in life.
This is slippery because I think a lot of people fall in this category, this situation, where they're not happy about having to do this on a daily, 24-hour basis. But they do it.
100%.
And that's important that they do it.
100%. And I'll take even a step further.
There's schar
for doing it. But again, remember, we're talking on high levels, or we're talking about personality refinement, character refinement. And character refinement always has a greater level of obligation than just simple behavioral perfection. So behavioral perfection is you doing it, great, that's all we care about. You want to become a giver? This is what it takes to become a giver.
Your mindset can flip from giver to taker in this situation incredibly.
100%. 100%. Not as much to giver to taker, but more like just giver to non-giver. But you're right, inachinami. So he says, Adam Amiti, I'm sorry, Ava Ba'omek, Adam Tzarech Legalos Es Nekudas Hanasina Shebenefesh. But what's the goal? This is what we were saying before. The person has to reveal a true nekuda, a true essence. Last two lines on Kuf Samechei. The true nekuda, the true essence of becoming a giver within a soul. Laha'amin shezu tachliso b'chaim. Here's what it comes down to. A person has to believe that this is his purpose in life. What is my purpose? The truth is we all have the same purpose. The same purpose, we all have to be givers. That's our purpose. We each give in different ways. We each give in different capacities. But if you want to know what the essence of life is, it's to be a giver. And once I believe that, and then I have to begin to try to build a world in accordance with my capacity to give. Let's just turn the page. We'll do two more lines. Betchila, who mechanic as atzmo, la'asos kama ma'asim, biyo, imodaz b'rushal nesina. So how do I condition myself to become a giver? Well, in the beginning, what I do is I educate myself to engage in a couple of acts each and every day with the pure and intended purpose of becoming a giver. I think about actions that I'm already engaged in. So again, this is such an important yisod. So how do I become a giver? What it begins is trying to figure out, how am I going to give today? How am I going to give today? And after I go ahead and I begin to figure out how I give today, I think about my actions that I'm doing throughout the day, and I try to figure out how I could change those actions or transform those actions into actions of giving. And above, what ends up happening over time is as I begin to think about ways in which I can give, and I begin to go ahead and examine my actions as to the things that I do in life, Are they acts of giving? Are they acts of taking? I very quickly realize that what? I very quickly realize, I begin to ask myself, am I still a child? Am I still a child whose essence is a taker? Or have I reached adulthood and maturation and I'm ready to be a giver? Barur hadavar. She'einenu medabrim anesina im shalati chutzos, im shalati chutzos umodos rachov. Yesh nam anashim shenosnim lechala aretz. I remember again, and as we just pointed out before, it's not just enough to analyze the action. A person has to look at this in a global sense, because there are people who appear to give to the entire world their entire day. And yet what? They're not really giving. They're really taking. Because at the end of the day, what they're doing, they're not doing for others, they're doing for themselves. What are we trying to establish? We are trying to create that paradigm of giving from the depths of my soul. The paradigm of giving because, again, ultimately, I want to give. I believe I should give. I profoundly want to give to the other. Even those acts that at first glance may look like an act of taking, ultimately, again, my goal is to try to transform them into an act of giving. To transform myself into the kind of individual that truly wants to give from the very essence of my soul. So we'll say, we'll stop over here today. But what comes out again from today's idea is, first of all, this concept that even from acts of taking, a person can transform them into acts of giving if that is truly a person's intent. That's number one. Number two, that lemaisa, again, behavioral giving is not enough. What's important in life is to really cultivate a desire to want to give to the other. I can give all I want behaviorally, and I get schar for that, but if at the end of the day I don't really want to give, then lemaisa, I am not truly a giver. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up with this last section in Parakhes tomorrow.